share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Adam Jackson with you as we get ready for game number 49 of 132 Lugnut PI Night as we salute Magnum PI and Tom Selleck's great classic sitcom and TV series back in the 80s. So there are Hawaiian shirts out, there are aviators, mustaches, the whole nine here, as the Lansing Lugnuts desperately need a victory. They have dropped three straight to Cedar Rapids, and the Lugnuts now six games below 500 at 21-27. As for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, they are a season-best eight games above 500 at 28-20, and a throttling last night, 24-5, the final. Cedar Rapids in that one scored seven runs in the third and then tacked on eight in the ninth. They scored four, three, and two runs in the sixth, fifth, and first. Every inning they scored multiple runs. It was a franchise record for runs allowed by the Lansing Lugnuts. The highest they had done it twice, giving up 20 runs, which the last time was against Quad Cities back in 2017 on the road. But here in 2023, they allowed 24 last night, and so they are definitely looking to kind of right the ship. It was a couple of close games on Tuesday and Wednesday. Cedar Rapids took the series opener 5-4, and then Wednesday afternoon they won 3-2. But yesterday, a 24-5 victory that included five home runs, 11 for 18. Cedar Rapids was with runners in scoring position, and they had two batters that finished a triple away from the cycle. So throw that all away, and now we look into today's matchup. Well, it'll be Jacob Waters, the right-hander, opposed by the other right-hander, Mario Raya, as those two will get the baseball. Marco Raya, rather. Those two will pitch against each other as we have Lugnut PI Night from Jackson Field, where it is a scorcher again tonight, up in the high 80s, touch 90 earlier today, but ready as the big crowd settles in. The first 1,000 fans got Lugnut Hawaiian-themed T-shirts as they came to the park, and they are looking great. Look at the Lugnut logo, baseballs, bats, Hawaiian trees on them, and red and green as the Lugnuts will wear the alternate blacks tonight, and Cedar Rapids the alternate reds. Getting you ready for baseball, game number 49. This season for your Lansing Lugnuts as they look to end a three-game skid while Cedar Rapids trying to continue a season-best six-game win streak and seven straight victories on the road. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups and get you set for the fourth game of six this week in Lansing between the Colonels and the Lugnuts from Jackson Field.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Yeah, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Just a few minutes before we get started tonight in Michigan State Capitol. Adam Jackson with you. Lugnuts pregame as the Lansing Lugnuts take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Let's get you those starting lineups, beginning with the visitors who've taken the first three in this series. They have a chance to win the series tonight. And one of the reasons why, their leadoff hitter has been outstanding. Tanner Schobel, another home run last night, a triple short of the cycle. He leads off at third. Emmanuel Rodriguez bats second and plays center field. Kalai Rosario in right and batting third. Ben Ross is the cleanup hitter and the DH. Noah Miller is at shortstop, swinging fifth. Jose Salas bats sixth and plays second base. Andrew Cusetti at first, batting seventh. Jefferson Morales hitting eighth and catching, and Kyler Fetko in left field to round out the Cedar Rapids nine. Schobel, Rodriguez, Rosario, Ross, Miller, Salas, Cusetti, Morales, Fetko, and they support the 20-year-old and fourth-round selection in 2020, Marco Raya, who has not given up a run in four starts in the month of May. All right, for the Lansing Lugnuts, under first-year manager Craig Conklin, as they take the field now in those alternate blacks. Johnny Butler leads off in right. Jack Winkler bats second at third. Max Muncy hitting third and playing shortstop. Daniel Susak cleaning up and the DH tonight. Junior Perez in center field batting fifth. Danny Bautista swings sixth and plays first base. Clark Elliott in left, batting seventh. C.J. Rodriguez hitting eighth and catching. And Aurebio Angeles at second to round out the nine. Butler, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Perez, Bautista, Elliott, Rodriguez, Angeles. And they support the righty Jacob Waters out of West Virginia. All right, now we send it down to the field for tonight's national anthem. As both teams out there, Lugnuts in the black jerseys and the Colonels in the red. Looks like we've got a choir down here ready to sing just beyond the first baseline. A good crowd on hand and a lovely rendition of God Bless America and the national anthem down there from the youngsters. And now the baseball will commence here in Michigan State Capitol. There goes the Lansing Lugnuts flag being ran down the first baseline, across the outfield, and all the way around the diamond as the Lugnuts supporters will watch the Nuts try and pick up their 22nd win this year, 21-27. They're 12-15 at home, but again, trying to snap a three-game skid as Cedar Rapids has taken the first three in this series. The Colonels 28-20, 15-9 on the road. It is Jacob Waters that is warming up on the hill. The fourth rounder out of West Virginia just had his best start of the season on the road. So, because of that, I believe he wanted to go with the same uniform that they wore in Fort Wayne. Goes with the black tops, white pants, and the black hats with the Luggy the Lugnut silver logo in front. For Cedar Rapids, blue batting helmets. They've got the red jerseys with CR in between each other's letters. Gold writing on the front and back. Gray pants for Cedar Rapids. All right, let's go down to the field and get those two important words before we get this 49th game of the season started. Well done down there by the youngster. So, national anthem, God Bless America sung, play ball has been said, and now we are just about ready for baseball. Let's take you around the diamond defensively for the Nuts and how they line up in game number 49 under first-year manager Craig Conklin. Clark Elliott back in left, Junior Perez in center, Johnny Butler in right, Jack Winkler and Max Muncy at third and short. Aribio Angeles back in the lineup at second tonight, Danny Bautista over at first. And then C.J. Rodriguez catching the balls and strikes of the right-hander Jacob Waters, who will try and slow down this offense that collected 24 runs and 20 hits last night. And Tanner Schobel steps into the box. He had three hits and a walk. Was a triple short of the cycle. The first pitch tonight. That's down low, ball one, as we are underway right on time. 87 degrees tonight, mostly sun showing up in the sky. The pitch home. Kicked foul off that front foot of Schobel. 1-1. 8 to 10 mile an hour winds tonight. Humidity below 25%. A beautiful evening for baseball. We've had great weather all week long here in Lansing. 1-1 from Waters. Swing and a miss. Strike two. That wasn't a close swing either on the curve. Four seam, two seam. Fastball from Waters, then the curveball and the changeup. Fourth round selection last year, West Virginia Mountaineer, 6'4", 250, and 22 years old. Turns and throws. Down low, good block by Rodriguez, 2-2. Schobel, all he's done in this series is collect 11, or make that 8 hits since coming to town in 3 games. Three singles on Tuesday. Home run and a single 2 days ago. Pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Then, of course, he had the three hits last night, just short of the triple. But he caves here, and a good start for Jacob Waters. Waters has struggled this year. He's 0-5 on the season with an ERA up over 7.5 through 8 starts. 30 and a third innings pitched. 30 hits allowed, 26 earned runs, 3 homers, 27 strikeouts, 21 walks. The pitch home. Fastball grabs the inside corner. Strike one as Emmanuel Rodriguez in the box from the left side. Ken Jackson calling the balls and strikes behind the plate. Josiah Shepard in the field. The umpire and crew. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball outer edge. No balls, two strikes. With that said, though, with the struggles from Waters, his best performance came last week at Fort Wayne. Back on May 26th, went 5 2/3, gave up just one hit, no runs, four strikeouts, three walks. And that was a 1-0 loss in extra innings for the Nuts. The pitch, shot foul down the third base side as it twists up and ricochets off the high 23-foot wall to the right of the Pepsi porch and back into left field. So Clark Elliott has to track it down. So the Nuts unable to get any run support or any runs at all for Jacob Waters. The last time he was brilliant on the hill, was set up for the win, go going nearly six innings and only one hit allowed. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball just inside to Rodriguez. 1-2. Manuel Rodriguez batting 183, six home runs, 20 driven in. Next offering. That's down low. That's two balls, two strikes. Cedar Rapids got it started right away last night with two runs and two hits in the first. Then they had the big seven-run, 12-batter, six-hit third. 2-2 pitch. Changeup, fouled back. And really from there, up 9-0. Wildcats would get a home run from Johnny Butler back, but that was pretty much it before it was over. Cedar Rapids just kept tacking on runs. 2-2. A little bit low, and it's three balls, two strikes. In the end, 24 runs for the Colonels, 20 hits, five home runs, eight runs in that ninth. The pitch. Just off the inner edge. Ball four. Very close. So a well-earned walk from Emmanuel Rodriguez. He becomes the first base runner in this ballgame. Rodriguez with his 24th walk this year in 29 games. Now here comes Kalai Rosario. This man drew some walks last night. Throw back to first. Tagged down by Bautista is late. Rosario walked in his first three trips to the plate, scored two runs. Then he had a grand slam in the sixth and a base hit in the ninth. The pitch. Lifted out to left field. Clark Elliott over to his right. He looks up, and that ball is on home run hill. Another home run for Rosario, and another home run for Cedar Rapids. He had the grand slam last night, a two-run shot tonight, his seventh, and a pair of runs in the first, just like last night. Rosario wasting no time. And the Colonels picking up right where they left off last night. First pitch home. Bouncing ball foul. Third base side from Ben Ross. This guy had two home runs last night. He drove in six runs. RBI single in the first, then a two-run double in the fifth. Then a solo shot in the ninth, and then the second time he came up in the ninth, he had a two-run shot. An unreal night for Ben Ross, who's got six home runs. 2-0 Cedar Rapids. After we had two close games, the first two games of this series, they have really started to swing with confidence. Pitch home. Lifted deep, left center field. Perez is going back, trying to track it at the warning track, and it's Clark Elliott that leaps to his left and makes the catch into the wall in left center. So two big flies against Perkins. One gets out, one stays in, and there is the second loud out. Nice grab by Elliott, and the cap stayed on this time. Jacob Waters, that home run he just allowed, his fourth given up this year. Pitch home. A little bit tall, ball one to Noah Miller. It was the first home run, though, that he's allowed in four starts. The pitch. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 Cedar Rapids in the top of the first. Just underway. First base side of the slab. The kick and the pitch. Breaking ball drops in. Strike one. Waters hadn't given up home runs since that first start in May back on the 6th, where he allowed two against the Dragons. Pitch. Breaking ball in there again on the outside corner. 2-2. His first start in June. And trying to work around that two-run shot to open this game from Kalai Rosario. Six home runs for Cedar Rapids the last two games. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the fastball up and out. Nice bounce back from Waters after allowing the two-run shot. Gets two strikeouts, and we're off to the bottom of the first. Lansing coming to the plate for the first time, down by a pair.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Cedar Rapids now with four home runs in their last two innings at the plate. They had three in the ninth last night and get a two-run shot from Kalai Rosario tonight. So they strike first. Lansing trying to answer against the 20-year-old right-hander, Marlo Raya, number one rated right-hand pitcher in the Twins organization. Throws his first pitch tonight. Fastball misses up high. Ball one. Three-pitch mixed for Raya. He's got a fastball, great slider, and then a changeup. Loves those first two pitches, though. Red glove in hand, throws home. Swing and a miss from Johnny Butler. One ball, one strike. Well, we've talked all about Cedar Rapids and their home runs, but Johnny Butler has found his big swing. Home runs in the last two nights to give him four. Pitch home. Up high. That's now second best on the current Lugnuts squad. Tied with Max Muncy. Leader with five is Junior Perez. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at the fastball. We're even 2-2. As mentioned, it is Lugnut PI night to celebrate Magnum PI and that great show back in the 80s. And so Terry Alipart has done a great job with the headshots on the video board. The pitch, swing and a miss, and Butler goes down. First strikeout for Raya, one away in the bottom of the first. Now the video board, you've got the Luggy the Lugnut logo next to the player's name, so Jack Winkler coming to the plate. Luggy the Lugnut repping the Aviators, as did Tom Selleck and Magnum PI. The pitch home. Up and in with the fastballs. Winkler dives back. Ball one. And then the player headshot as well. So Jack Winkler and all the Lugnuts, they are wearing Aviators in their headshot. Also up on the video board. Great look. Raya kicks and throws. Slider outside corner. Strike one. 2-0 Cedar Rapids just underway in the bottom of the first as the Nuts come up for the first time for a second straight night trailing after the top of the first. 1-1. Slider is lifted foul, third base side. Give you defensively the alignment for Cedar Rapids. Kyler Fedko in left, Emmanuel Rodriguez in center, and Kalai Rosario in right. Tanner Schobel and Noah Miller on the left side of the infield at third and short. First the pitch. 1-2. Up and in, and somehow Winkler was able to dive back and avoid that pitch coming in at his head. Great acrobatic bend back there, like he was doing the limbo in the right side of the box. 2-2 pitch. Popped up in the infield, foul territory. Cassetti at first coming in, halfway down the line, calls off his catcher, Morales, and makes the catch. And so Winkler is retired. Jack Salas is at second. Andrew Cassetti, who just made that catch at first. And then Marlo Raya, a 20-year-old right-hander on the hill to throw the balls and strikes to Jefferson Morales. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, bottom one. Two out, space is clear. Here's Max Muncy. The pitch home. Slider, strike one, swing and a miss. You know the stuff has to be good if he can rely on just a two-pitch mix with fastball, slider for the majority of the time. And that's what we've seen so far in this first inning from the 20-year-old. The pitch. That's up high inside. One ball, one strike. The man out of Laredo, Texas, taking on Max Muncy, first rounder a couple of years ago. Four home runs this year. The pitch. Muncy thought about swinging, stays off of it. It's inside. 2-1. Out of United South High School. Raya set. Kicks and throws. Slider drops in there. Two balls, two strikes on Muncy. Max average just short of 245. 18 driven in. Close stance on the right side of the plate. The pitch. Slider fought back off the netting. Despite how good of an offensive showing last night Cedar Rapids had, which obviously stole the show, 24 runs, 20 hits, Lansing actually had a pretty good offensive performance. 12 hits and 5 runs. And Muncy, one of those guys, he reached three times with two hits and a walk. 2-2. Swing and a miss. A strikeout here on the fastball low and out of the zone. And that's going to do it for the first. 1-2-3 go the Nuts. Two strikeouts and a foul out. And we are off to the second. 2-0 Cedar Rapids in night 4 of 6 this week between the Lugnuts and the Colonels.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Two to nothing, Cedar Rapids, as we bring you back for the second at beautiful Jackson Field, right in the heart of Michigan State Capitol. Down Michigan Ave between Cedar and Lark Street into the ground. They dug this up and made this place spectacular. In the first year of baseball in Lansing for the Lugnuts back in 1996. We play on here in 2023. Jacob Waters, first pitch. Fastball zips in, inner third, strike one to Jose Salas. Andrew Cassetti and Jefferson Morales to follow 6-7-8 against the former West Virginia Mountaineer who gave up that two-run shot in the first. The pitch. Hard hit, but on a line to Anjales at second. Reaches down to his left, makes the catch. One down. Kind of a weak liner there. Almost sounded like the bat broke. Jacob Waters, the highest selected pitcher by the Oakland Athletics last year, signed for just short of $500,000. He throws home. Fastball misses way outside beyond C.J. Rodriguez's reach. They took Daniel Susak first and then went three outfielders, one of which is in the lineup tonight. Clark Elliott out in left field was one of those guys. Pitch home. Down low. Two balls, no strikes on Cassetti. Henry Bolte in the second round, then Clark Elliott in the compensatory round B, and then Colby Thomas out of Mercer round three. Pitch, bouncing ball, weakly hit, third base side, foul though. And it's two balls and a strike on Andrew Cassetti, batting exactly 200 on the year. On Lugnut PI night, and of course, Lou Gehrig Day across Major League Baseball. Remember Lou Gehrig, who passed on this day back in 1941 with ALS. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball in there, outside corner. Beauty of a pitch, 2-2. So, a bunch of support around the park tonight for ALS awareness. The 2-2. That's down low, bounces in front of home plate. They want to check over at first base. Cassetti didn't offer. Three balls, two strikes. And of course, as mentioned, we've got Hawaiian-themed shirts, aviators, fake mustaches going around in support of Tom Selleck's role on Magnum PI. Fun night here at the ballpark. 3-2 pitch. A little bit low, ball four, so that's the second time tonight that Waters is allowed a walk. The last one came back to hurt him. It was a two-run shot from Rosario right after Rodriguez walked in the first. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, and here's Jefferson Morales. Ready on ready, that low stance from Morales. The pitch popped up behind home plate, out of play. Strike one. Jefferson last night was the DH. He had two hits. As you can imagine, everyone reached for the Colonels last night with those 20 hits. Also had 11 walks. A pitch. High bouncing ball towards short. Backing up is Muncy. Throws to second on Hales. Back to first. A little bit late. And instead of an inning and ending double play, just the 6-4 force and the fielder's choice for Morales. So Kyler Fedko, the nine-hitter, comes up to try and keep this half inning alive. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, top two. Again, it had been quiet in terms of home runs for Cedar Rapids through the first two games, but they have exploded since. The pitch, low and outside, ball one. So, game one, no home runs. They had one double, still won 5-4. Game two, a solo shot from Tanner Schobel and Cavaco went back-to-back. 1-0, up high, outside, 2-0 with the fastball. So night one, no home runs. Night two, two solo shots. Last night, five home runs, two grand slams, and a three-run shot. And a two-run shot in the first inning tonight. The pitch. That's down low. Throw back to first. Bautista's tag is late, but it was closer because Morales didn't slide back in. So for Cedar Rapids, they've got eight home runs now in the last three games after having none in game one. Pitch home. That's low, maybe a touch inside, and it's a four-pitch walk to the nine-hitter, Kyler Fedko. So they're at first and second with two outs. We go back to the top of the card for the dangerous Tanner Schobel. Not the guy you want up. Already trailing 2-0, and this guy has had a heck of a series. ...21-year-old from Panama City, Florida, steps in, open stance, right side, blue and red, twin-themed socks, showing the pitch home. High bouncing ball, foul, third base side, strike one. Twin 17th-rated prospect by MLB Pipeline. He was the second overall draft pick by the Twins last year, signing for just up over $1 million, the 68th overall pick. Tanner Schobel. Here's the pitch home. Breaking ball stays up. One ball, one strike. Showboat kind of rocks slowly back and forth from the back of the box. The pitch. There goes the runner to third, and Rodriguez had to pick it off the dirt. Didn't do it cleanly, so it's a swipe for Jefferson Morales. Just like that, they're at the corners with two outs. Lugnuts already trailing in this one, 2-0. So Waters trying to work out of a jam against the second router and former Virginia Tech Hokie, Tanner Schobel. The pitch. In there, outside corner, fastball, grab the plate, 2-2. Schobel struck out swinging in his first at-bat, one of two strikeouts in that first inning for Jacob Waters. Fourth rounder against the second rounder. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. And the fourth rounder wins round two just as he won round one. Waters keeps runners stranded at the corners. 2-0 Cedar Rapids after 1.5 in Lansing, Michigan.
House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Two to nothing, Cedar Rapids on Lugnut PI night here at Jackson Field. Lansing in their alternate black uniforms, white pants, black caps. Cedar Rapids in their alternate reds. Jacob Waters, first pitch of the third. Low and inside with the fastball. Ball one from Jacob Waters, West Virginia product. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. That one dove out of the zone on the outside part of the plate. Emmanuel Rodriguez walked in his opening plate appearance. 2, 3, and 4 due up. These two hitters helped the two runs come across. The pitch. Bouncing ball, first base side, foul. Still gloved by Bautista. Nice stretch there to his right to knock it down right in front of the tarp. Down that first baseline. Rodriguez walked, and then the next pitch to Kalei Rosario was banged out to left onto Home Run Hill, where a good amount of fans are out there sitting, watching the game. Some blankets out. Some are right up against the fence out there. Right where that ball landed, just in front of the Jackie Robinson 42 plate. The pitch. In there, strike three with the breaking ball. That a much better outing against Rodriguez this time around, and the fourth punch out for Jacob Waters. Well, he walked, and then it was this guy, Kalai Rosario, that hit the two-run shot out to home run hill. After Rosario had the grand slam last night, one of two grand slams for Cedar Rapids in the 24-5 thumping the pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike one. Back-to-back curves from Waters. And again, looks like he's pitching with confidence after that best start last week at Fort Wayne. Throws. Fastball down. One ball, one strike. Where he went 5 2/3 against the Tin Caps. No runs, one hit. Struck out four. Bucknuts didn't get him any runs, though. They lost in 10 innings, 1-0. 1-1 pitch. That's down low. Good pick by C.J. Rodriguez. 2-1. So Rosario with 7 home runs now. 29 driven in after the two-run shot in the first. The difference in this game, 2-0. Colonels. The pitch? Way outside and low. 3-1. Cedar Rapids has won 6 straight games and is trying to take the series 2 days early. They won Tuesday, Wednesday, and yesterday. Now trying to start the weekend with a victory as well. 3-1. Hard hit foul, bouncing third base side. That will roll all the way to the bullpen and keep on going all the way out to left field into fair play, where Clark Elliott is going to have to go over to the warning track. Just in front of the 330 side and pick it up. And those kids on home run hill coming up with a souvenir. Very excited about it as well. Repping the Hawaiian lug nut themed shirts that were given away tonight. 3-2. Checked it. Went around on the slide piece away. Back-to-back strikeouts through the 3 and 4 hitters. 5 Ks for Waters. That looked like that two-seam fastball away from the righty. Almost works like a slider with the movement on it. And now it's Ben Ross, the man that had, yes, 2 home runs in the same inning last night. 2-0 Colonels, the first pitch. Ross backs up, it's inside, ball one. Just remarkable, some of the numbers from last night's game. 3 home runs in the ninth, 2 grand slams, 5 home runs total. Pitch, checked it, went around. Says home plate umpire Ken Jackson, 1-1. And Lansing, since playing baseball in 1996, gave up the most runs in any game played last night. 24 runs. Pitch. Number 24 shoots it in there on the inner third. Strike two. It was the first time the Nuts had surrendered 20 runs since 2017. That one came on the road. That was against Quad Cities, another West Division foe. But the ball was just flying out last night for Cedar Rapids. 1-2 pitch. Checked it. Didn't go around. 2 balls, 2 strikes. From Lansing's perspective, probably better right there that Ben Ross didn't go around, because that ball kicked away from Rodriguez and it came back shaded towards third base in foul territory. So it would have been a long run for Rodriguez and then a longer throw to first. Instead, the 2-2. Down low off the dirt. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Ross. He punished a ball out to left center in his first at bat, but Clark Elliott tracked it down against the 23-foot wall to get him in the first. 3-2. Breaking ball in there, strike three. 4 straight strikeouts for Waters, and he sets down the side in the third, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for his 6th punch out of the night. We're up to the bottom of the third, 2-0, Cedar Rapids from Jackson Field.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we head to the bottom of the third. C.J. Rodriguez bats for the first time tonight. And we get time called by the home plate umpire as the music ran a little bit long there. Now we're all set and ready to go. First pitch, swing and a miss. Dropped out of the zone, strike one. Lugnuts got their first hit, a double from Junior Perez, but then couldn't bring him in. By the way, a switch in left field. Kyler Fedko out. Misael Urbina is in. The pitch. Outside with the slider, 1-1. So it's Urbina, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalei Rosario across the outfield from left to right. Left center wide open here for Rodriguez, where he doubled the other night. The pitch home. Swing and a miss on the low slider, 1-2. Rodriguez averaged just below 200. Six driven in this year, including that run a couple of nights ago. Lugnuts lost 3-2. Johnny Butler got the other run, a home run. 1-2. Up high. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez out of Vanderbilt. 5'10", 190-pounder, 22-year-old from Newport Beach, California. The pitch home. Just a little bit low. Good eye. And a full count. I tell you what, Raya, for not walking batters in his last three starts, has been in three different 3-2 counts tonight. Payoff pitch. On the outside corner with the slider, just caught the edge of the plate, and Rodriguez didn't love the call. That's a fourth strikeout for Marco Raya. So again, on a 3-2, he gets a Lugnut. Perez, a 3-2 count, he did double, but then Bautista and Rodriguez each struck out. Here's Aribe Alangeles. First pitch, jumps inside, ball one. 2-0 Cedar Rapids, bottom three, and a massive crowd again tonight here at Michigan State Capitol. 1-0. Inside and high, two balls, no strikes. First batter that Reyes got behind, 2-0. We had just short of 5,000 last night at the ballpark. 2-0 pitch. Slider in there. Strike one. And then 2 days ago on our final Grand Slam school day, the biggest crowd of the year in the Midwest League. 9,128. Pitch. Swing and a miss on that slider low and outside. Would have been ball three, but tough to lay off of. So the fans have been enjoying the warmer temperatures as we end the month of May and now flip it over the first couple of days of June and into the weekend here. Upper 80s, 90s, 2-2. Swing and it's fouled off the netting right above the Cedar Rapids dugout. Actually shoots back into the infield in fair territory where Chobol kicks it back to the dugout. Two ball, two strike pitch. Whacked out to left field. Urbina is going back. He turns around, and that ball ricochets off the wall on Home Run Hill. A third home run for Aribe Alangeles, and the Nuts are on the board. His second home run this week, and it got out in a hurry. Give that man the Pikachu hat. And there, right at the top step of the dugout, Hanson Lopez greets him with it. Angeles. What a swing. Starting to turn it around here. Get some pop. Nuts have another home run. Pitch home. Johnny Butler takes it low. Ball one. He's had the home runs the last two nights. So, despite not winning a game yet in this series, Lansing has had home runs every game. Next pitch down low inside. Two balls, no strikes. 2-1 Cedar Rapids, bottom three. A line drive shot by Angeles. It was his ball the other day that went right off the foul pole. Here's the tough thing, though. Every one of Lansing's home runs this series has been a solo shot. That's been the only problem with their long balls. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Bouncer weakly hit towards second, charging is Salas. Flips with the mitt, right over to Cassetti in time for the second out. So you got the home run from Angeles, solo shot here to make it 2-1. Yesterday, Johnny Butler with a solo shot in the third. The day before, Johnny Butler had the solo shot in the eighth. And then the day before that, it was the three home runs to lead off the fourth, the fifth, and the seventh. First pitch to Jack Winkler. Swing and a miss. Strike one. That day, it was Perez in the fourth, Welbas in the fifth, Angeles in the seventh. 0-1. Cued, weakly hit towards second. Passed the mound, Pat Salas charging. Underhand, long flip, and he just beats Winkler. Back-to-back weak hit balls to the right side. And the Nuts are done. They do get the home run from Angeles to home run Hill. And they are on the board. 2-1. Cedar Rapids leading after three.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Lansing gets a run closer. They're down 2-1 as we head to the top of the fourth. Jacob Waters back out. His first pitch to Noah Miller. Dives down low. Ball one. Four straight strikeouts for Waters. He struck up the side. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters in that third inning. Gave up the two-run shot tonight. That's been it. The pitch. Hard hit. One hops to Angeles at second base. On the touch of the grass. Stops. Throws to first. Two pitches. One out. Reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. The accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. 2-1, Cedar Rapids, top four. And now Jose Salas steps to the plate. He lined out to Angeles in his first at-bat. Pitch, hard hit, foul, just to the right of first base. Look out down there. Josiah Shepherd, the first base umpire, was ruling with his left hand pointing foul while jumping out of the way on that screamer. Waters turns and throws. Off-speed pitch stays up. One ball, one strike. Bases clear, one out, top four. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Great curveball. That's been the out pitch tonight. That curve has gotten multiple Cedar Rapids Colonels. This ties a high in strikeouts for Waters this year. The pitch. Swinging a chopper off the front foot as Salas hits the deck. And he is down on both knees. Hands over his head. And just sitting there right now. So Lugnut's trainer, actually, that comes out first. Eric Fast to go take a peek at him. And now Salas is on his backside. Just trying to collect his thoughts. That stung him right down on that left ankle. Another tough part, too. When he gets up here, it's going to be a 1-2 count if he can find a way to keep going here. But last night we saw a ball go off Cedar Rapids' batter, but that was at least a breaking ball off the helmet. This one, more velocity to it, and then you hit it right off that foot straight down. And this is not good for Jose Salas as he's still on his backside trying to get to his feet. Both his manager and athletic trainer here for the Nuts help him up. And he is still favoring that left foot. He'll give him all the time he needs to try and walk that off. Hopefully he can stay in the game. And he's not going to, though. They're going to take him out. So Salas steps out. And we'll get a new batter. Looks like it's going to be Ernie Yank. So Yank, the left-hander, coming into the game here. 5'10", 175-pounder from Bellingham, Washington. 10th-round selection in 2021 out of Wichita. And he'll step in with a 1-2 count. Waters' first pitch to him. Breaking ball down low, and he laid off of it. Two balls, two strikes. And we're just talking about this the other day. I believe if Yank were to strike out here, it would go to Salas as the strikeout. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He does strike out as that dropped right off. It's a season-best 7th strikeout in a game for Jacob Waters. Two outs. So now with two outs, in steps Andrew Cassetti. Pitch home. Just off the outer edge with the fastball. So that means now 5 of the last 6 batters, Waters, has K'd. Going back to the second. The pitch. Checked it. Didn't offer. 2 balls, no strikes. Cassetti walked. He started ahead. 2 balls, no strikes in the second. Then walked on 6 pitches. 2-1 our score. Cedar Rapids leading top 4. Bases clear, 2 away. A much better job by Waters containing this Cedar Rapids 9 so far tonight. The pitch. Swing and a miss in on the hands. It dropped off. That curve again. 2-1. Cassetti is the buddy's K-man tonight. So free pizza if he strikes out in any of his bats. Pitch. Popped up. Right side of the infield, foul territory. Bautista coming over in front of the Lugnuts dugout and makes the catch and then leans on the railing to brace himself. And that's going to do it. So how about this for Jacob Waters? Settling in, he has set down 7 straight and 5 have been with strikeouts. To the home half for the 4th, 2-1, Cedar Rapids at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the fourth we go, 2-1 Cedar Rapids. In the first pitch, thrown, skips in front of home plate. Ball one to Max Muncy. Alejandro Hidalgo, the new man that takes over for Marco Raya, who again goes just three innings. Twins org hasn't let him go any further so far through the first 2 months of the season. Gives up one run tonight. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes from Hidalgo. Raya, three innings, two hits, both extra base hits, a double and the home run to Angeles. No walks, four strikeouts. First run he's allowed in the month. Going back to May and June. Pitch, down low, three balls, no strikes. Didn't allow any runs in May, but gives up a solo shot here. And that the first home run he had allowed in a few starts as well. So that coming from Aribil Angeles, his third this season. Muncy potentially looking to lead off with a walk here. 3-0 pitch. Down low, ball four. And Muncy is aboard. So Lansing grabs their first base on balls. And the tying run at first base. So Hidalgo, a 6'1", 160-pound right-hander from Venezuela, traded from the Los Angeles Angels last year, where he spent time with Inland Empire of the Angels org. He has been great this year. Has started six games, throwing in his eighth this year. ERA under two in 23 and a third innings. The pitch, down low. He's throwing five straight balls to open his outing here. Just eight runs, five of which have been earned, 18 hits allowed, one home run, but the walks are the issue. 24 strikeouts, but 22 walks. Throws back to first to check on Muncy. So if Lansing can be patient here, want a chance to perhaps tie the score, maybe take their first lead in a couple of days. Never had the lead in yesterday's 24-5 to loss. 24-5 loss. The 1-0. Just inside. Two balls, no strikes. So he still cannot find the zone. Daniel Susak grounded out to third. A hard hit ball in his first at bat. Got a hitter's count here. 2-0. Lifted. Left center field. That ball is hammered. And that ball is gone. Up over the 20-foot wall, Susak's fourth, Lugnuts second tonight, and they're up 3-2. A missile out to left center. So the former first rounder delivers after the other former first rounder walked. And Lansing playing long ball tonight. They're up 3-2. Here's Junior Perez. He can swing it deep as well. A pitch home. That's in there. Too tight, ball one. So Susak continues to stay hot for the Nuts. Best average on the team just keeps going up and up. The pitch. Down low, 2-0, and for a third straight batter. He's behind 2-0. The only strike he's thrown just got struck out to left center field over the wall. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Perez tried to do the same thing. Lugnuts now have three players tied with four home runs. Johnny Butler, Max Muncy, Daniel Susak. All trailing this man, Perez, who's got five. 2-1 pitch. Inside corner, strike two. Perez didn't like it, and he's going to take time here. Three hits tonight for the Nuts. A double, a homer, and a homer. 29 home runs this year for Lansing as they continue to hit the long ball in this series against Cedar Rapids. Looking for their first win. 2-2 pitch. Checked it and just got a piece as it flies back to the backstop. The Nuts have their first lead since Wednesday. Actually, I apologize. Their first lead since Tuesday. Had not led the last 3 days. 2-2. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. Still nobody out. Lugnuts having some success here against Alejandro Hidalgo. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. In on the hands. And there's the first strikeout for Hidalgo. One away. So into the box steps Danny Bautista, 3-2 Nuts. Bottom four, the pitch. Swing and a miss, down in on the hands. Strike one. 23rd ranked prospect for the Minnesota Twins, Alejandro Hidalgo. 20-year-old set from the windup with the bases clear. The pitch. Inside, one ball, one strike. Bautista K'd in his first at-bat. The Twins getting Hidalgo from the Angels for third baseman Gio Urshela in that trade last year. The pitch. Up high, two balls and a strike. Last year in 10 starts for single-A Inland Empire, went 0-3 with an ERA up over 4.5. Struck out 58, though, in 39 innings. 2-1. Lifted, right side of the infield. Coming in down the line is Cassetti at first. Into foul territory, and he calls off his catcher, Morales, last second. Makes the catch as he skids across the Jackson Field chalk. First base side, two outs. I'm going to sneak in trivia here. It is Lou Gehrig Day across baseball. June 2nd, 2023. Gehrig having this day after him because it's when he took over the starting role for the Yankees at first base. Pitch. Down low inside, ball one to Clark Elliott. And then, of course, the day he passed away with ALS back on June 2nd, 1941. He played in the most consecutive games in Major League Baseball. Pitch, outside, 2-0, until Cal Ripken Jr. passed him when he took over as the consecutive game leader for games played. Which park was he at when he did it? That's the trivia question tonight. The pitch. Lifted out to left center. Twisting up, though. Misael Urbina coming in. Loses his cap. Makes the catch. And that will do it for the fourth. But a two-run shot from Daniel Susak puts Lansing in front. 3-2. Trivia question tonight. Lou Gehrig, when he became the consecutive game leader for games played, which park did he break the record at over Everett Scott? You can tweet at us at Adam Jaxa. Or email in at jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. We're off to the fifth, 3-2, Lansing leading.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection.
Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Legends Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Lansing has the lead for the first time since the series opener on Tuesday night. They're up 3-2 thanks to two long balls, one from Arribe Alanjales, the other from Daniel Susak. There's Jefferson Morales. First pitch? Second pitch, rather. That's down low. First one was fouled off. One ball, one strike. By the way, that Susak homer, the first home run with a runner on base in this series for Lansing. Pitch home? Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. They had hit all solo shots. Going back to Tuesday. Finally got one with a runner on, and that's given them their first lead since Tuesday. They had three home runs in the opener, but lost 5-4. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Waters continues his season high. 8 strikeouts. He is finding himself nicely, the fourth rounder last year out of West Virginia. Seven home runs for the Nuts so far in this series. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And it was lucky number 7 that came with a runner on. Waters turns, kicks and throws. Fastball low and outside. 3-2, Lansing in front in the top of the fifth. And this is Misael Urbina batting for the first time. The pitch, breaking ball, kicked back off the netting. 1-2, he replaced Kyler Fedko. Out in left field now. In the meantime, Ernie Yank also at second base. He replaced Jose Salas, who left with an injury after the ball went off his front ankle. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down on a knee, Urbina goes. Oh, that curveball is fooling Cedar Rapids. 9 strikeouts for Waters as he just keeps on rolling here. Stealing the show tonight. The pitch home. Hard hit through the hole left side, and the breakers stayed up. And Tanner Schobel is finally able to get aboard for Cedar Rapids. That ends his streak for Jacob Waters of 9 straight retired and 7 via the strikeout. How about that? Waters rolling in this one. And again, he's got his most strikeouts this year with 9. most strikeouts in his professional career in a game. Now faces Emmanuel Rodriguez. First pitch, fastball up high, ball one. 3-2, Lansing leading in the top of the fifth. Crowd has got some big swings to cheer about. Aribe Hanley's home run, and then the Daniel Susak home run, and then the great pitching from Waters. Throws, popped up third base side, foul territory. Winkler gliding over, Muncy gliding over, into the crowd it goes, bounds off of the railing and back into left field. Muncy looking at it, and it's going to be Clark Elliott, and there's a row of youngsters out in home run hill that were asking for it, and they're not going to get it. It would have been a really long throw for Elliott. He had to get back to his position in time. The 1-1 pitch instead is a throw back to first. Now, home run hill is filled up out there. A lot of youngsters on a beautiful night for baseball. Second night of June 2023. 49th game this year of 132 for the Nuts. 1-1 pitch. Just off the outer edge with the fastball, 2-1. Good crowd in the lower bowl overall. Mention it, we've had 5,000 plus the last couple of nights, or right around 5,000 plus. Looks about that again tonight. And a big weekend coming up starting tomorrow. Pitch, bouncing ball foul, first base side. Defenders of the Diamond night, and then Defenders of the Diamond afternoon on Sunday as we celebrate the Marvel series. Lugnuts have specialty uniforms, specialty caps. Laugh Cube fireworks the next couple of nights, and then Sunday, again, an earlier start, but Kids Day, free ice cream. Kids will run the bases. The Lugnuts trying to perhaps get a series split. They got to start with winning tonight. They're up 3-2 in the fifth. The pitch. Kick back off the netting. Remains two balls, two strikes on Emmanuel Rodriguez. It is Lugnut PI night on a Ode to Magnum PI, the crime drama television series that star Tom Selleck is Thomas Magnum, private investigator out in Hawaii. Show ran for 8 years. Back to first, and that ball skipped a couple of feet away from Bautista. He's able to get it as Schoble gets back. It ran from December of 1980 to May of 1988. And was broadcast on CBS. Tom Selleck, the Detroit native. Pitch home. Lifted back up on a play. That goes onto the rooftop. That was really the first claim to fame for Selleck as he got started. His breakout role is he received 5 Emmy Award nominations for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series and won an Emmy in 85. Pitch home. That's outside. Runner takes off for second. The throw down, and it's safe, the call. Lugnut fans don't like it, but Schoble has got a swipe. So now the tying run in scoring position with a 3-2 count. Waters trying to get his 10th strikeout and get the Nuts out of this jam. Deep breath, sets, and throws. Breaking ball too tall, and he walks Rodriguez for the second time tonight. The first walk since the second inning, and the fourth for Waters. So Selleck, being from Detroit, he repped the Old English D hat a lot in that show series. He had the tight cargo shorts, the belt, and that Hawaiian shirt tucked in. That's kind of the look with the aviators and a couple buttons undone at the top. Tom Selleck, well loved by everyone. Now 78 years old. Don Schulze heading out there to talk with Waters with runners at first and second and a 3-2 Lugs lead in the fifth with two outs. So we have that Lugnut PI night tonight to support Magnum PI. And interesting enough, Selleck, as we mentioned, that big break for him came with the show, but he was actually going to be the lead role in Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, but They gave it to Harrison Ford because the producers wouldn't release Selleck for any other projects while they were filming Magnum P.I. So he had to pass on that role of Indiana Jones. And instead, did Magnum P.I. I think he did all right for himself, though, and Harrison Ford, excellent in Indiana Jones. Kalai Rosario, he's been excellent. First pitch, jumps inside, ball one. Two-run homer. The only runs that Cedar Rapids has scored tonight came back in the first, and then Rosario had the grand slam yesterday, walked three times. He had two doubles the night before. No hits in the opening night of the series, but he did reach on an HBP. Pitch, chopped over towards short, backing up Muncy on a skip, throws to second, and that is late, and the bases are loaded. Muncy had to wait on that ball to get to him, chopping, and he only had one play over to second. Wasn't going to be able to muscle it all the way over to first base, and it wasn't in time. So we'll see what they rule here, but Rosario extends this half inning with a hard hit ball that had enough bounce on it, forced Muncy to hold up. Ben Ross steps in. First pitch gets away momentarily. Rodriguez comes over. The play at the plate is in time. They tag out Schobel. The ball went 3 feet up the first baseline. Schobel came home. And Rodriguez picked it up and went and tagged him out a foot or two in front of home plate. So after all of that, an out at the plate and the Lugnuts stay in front. It's 3-2 as we head to the bottom of the fifth at Jackson Field.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Three-two, Luggy lead in the bottom of the fifth at Jackson Field, and a kind hop for C.J. Rodriguez. He's now at the plate, ahead, one ball, no strikes. The pitch, that's a little bit off the plate, two balls, no strikes. Rodriguez had the ball in the dirt from Jacob Waters, and the ball trickled up the first baseline, and Schobel came running home. Pitch, down low, three balls, no strikes. Rodriguez went, picked it up, and then was able to get back in front of home plate, make the tag. Three balls, no strikes now, and that holds this 3-2 lead. The bases were loaded. Pitch on the inside corner, strike one. So great heads-up play there by Rodriguez to scamper over, get the out, and get the nuts out of the jam. Two hits and a walk, surrendered. Pitch lifted out to left center field. This is hit towards the gap. Urbina over to his left, just in front of the track, and grazing the front of it makes the catch. And there's the first out. A good swing from Rodriguez. That right in the same spot he hit the double a couple of days ago. This one not to be. The Lugnuts will hold their one-run lead. One of the reasons they have the lead, number one, coming to the plate right now, Eurybio Angeles. Line drive shot that hooked inside. Home run hill back in that third inning. Home run in the third, home run in the fourth. For the Nuts, the pitch. Squares to bunt, pops it up third base side, and it drops down halfway foul as Schobel was playing back. Strike one. Anhalasi's second home run this week. That was the sixth home run for the Nuts at the time, and the sixth straight solo shot for the Nuts before Daniel Susak's two-run shot in the fourth. All the home runs, no one on base in this series. Until the Susak one that, of course, gave the Nuts their first lead since Tuesday. 0-1, swing and a miss in on the hands. He took something off of that. No balls, two strikes. Anhalasi's batting just short of 230, 14 driven in with those three home runs. Alejandro Hidalgo throws. Swing and a miss. That down in the zone. Anhalasi's tagged out. There's the second strikeout for Hidalgo. Two away. Hidalgo came in to replace the right-handed 20-year-old. Marco Raya went three innings. Gave up two hits. The home run to Anhalasi. Four strikeouts. 54 pitches. 32 strikes. Hidalgo has been pretty wild here, but he's working around these hitters. Pitch. That's outside. Ball one to Johnny Butler. He has gotten behind every batter he's faced besides two, Bautista and Anhalasi. 1-0. Outside. Two balls, no strikes. 31 pitches tonight for Hidalgo. 13 in the zone, so under half of his pitches have actually hit the target. Threw six straight balls to start his outing, and then the next one was hammer. Pitch. Took some off of it, hit the outside corner. 2-1. So how about that? You come out of the pen, six straight missed the zone. You finally get one in, and it's drilled by Susak over the left center field 20-foot wall for a home run. 3-2 Nuts, bottom five. The pitch. Just a little bit low, perhaps a touch inside. 3-1 on Butler, who's had the home runs the last couple of nights. Solo shot to dead center yesterday and had a right center field bomb the day before. Four home runs, now second on the team. 3-1. Chest high, strike two call. Butler with a strikeout and a ground out. Lansing has three hits. Cedar Rapids has three hits. Lansing's three hits, all extra base hits. Two homers and a double. 3-2 pitch. Lifted deep. Center field. Rodriguez going to have room here as he steps in front of the track, makes the catch to the right of his head for the third and final out. But another big swing from Butler. Not enough on this one. Lansing goes down in order. Two flyouts and a strikeout. We head to the sixth. 3-2 Nuts from Jackson Field.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
A second straight excellent outing for Jacob Waters. His night is done as Mac Lardner comes in to take over Over form here in the sixth. 3-2, Lansing leading. Ben Ross stepping to the plate, the cleanup man. Against the lefty Lardner, he throws. Fastball outside, ball one. So Waters goes five innings. He gives up three hits. One was the home run, both earned runs. He walks four, but he strikes out nine. Pitch. Outside, two balls, no strikes. Nine strikeouts, a career high professionally for Waters. He's left with the Lugnuts in front. Pitch home. Lifted out to center field. Not deep. Coming in is Perez. Stops. Takes one more step forward. And clamps the mitt around the ball. One out. For Waters tonight, 88 pitches, 50 strikes. And he tames an offense that pummeled the baseball yesterday. 24 runs and 20 hits and 5 home runs. And only give up home run and 2 singles tonight. Pitch home. In there, strike one from Lardner. Mack, the lefty, 6'2", 205-pound, 25-year-old out of Templeton, California. Free agent signed by the Nuts just before the start of season last year. Breaking ball on the outside corner, strike two. Comes from Gonzaga. He was going to play independent ball before the Nuts picked him up. And was a part of the rotation last year for the Lugs. 3-2 Lansing, top six. The 0-2. Swinging a bouncer right back to Lardner to the right of the mound. Sets, throws in front of the mound, over to first to Bautista. Two up and two down. Well, in this series, after the blowout yesterday, before that it was 2 one-run wins for Cedar Rapids, including one where the Nuts led for a run for 8 innings before they took the opener on Tuesday. So it'll be interesting to see Ken Lansing break through here and stop this 6-game winning streak for the Colonels. Two outs, bases clear. Here's Ernie Yake. Pitch. Popped up. Right side of the diamond, shading into shallow right. Out there goes Angeles to his right, reaches over, makes the catch. And a great start for Mack Lardner. 7 pitches, gets 3 outs, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. And that will do it for the top of the sixth. We head to the last of the sixth, Lansing up by a run, 3-2 at Jackson Field.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter, as in I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Three to two, Lansing. To the bottom of the sixth we go, and the first pitch down low to Jack Winkler. 2, 3, and 4. Winkler, Max Muncy, and Daniel Susek right through the heart of the order for Lansing against Alejandro Hidalgo. Pitch home, bounced foul, first base side. Winkler 0-for-2 tonight, foul out down the first baseline, and a ground out to second. Trying to get going here and get on base. The pitch home. lifted out to shallow center field. Coming in is Rodriguez, still jogging, and jumps up at the last second. Kind of a skip there to make the catch. One down. We've seen him make a couple of jumping grabs when we didn't really think he needed to, but a little flare out there for the dramatic. So far, Lansing, the long ball's doing it tonight. Six total hits in this game, five total runs. Three of the hits have been home runs. Pitch, Muncy's twists it foul. Max Muncy, a strikeout in the first, a walk in the fourth. He scored on the run in the fourth thanks to Susak's two-run shot to left center. That's the difference in this game. The 0-1 pitch. Muncy bunts it, third base side, off to the left of the mound, Hidalgo Fields. Throws it up the line first, and he just, Cassetti, kept that back foot on the bag as there are two outs. Muncy put that a little too close to the mound. If that's up the third baseline, it's perfect for a base hit. But it was a foot or two to the left of the hill, and Hidalgo did just enough to take it away from a bunt single. Here's Daniel Susak, the pitch. Hard hit on the ground towards short. Scooped up by Miller. Sets throws to first, and just in time, Cassetti again had to keep that back foot on the bag, but he did so on the drag, according to Josiah Shepard. And that is it. A quick bottom of the sixth. So three innings left to go as we head to the seventh. Lansing 3, Cedar Rapids 2.
In the forest. Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Courts, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
Mac Lardner back out for the top of the seventh, Lansing up 3-2 as he'll work through the bottom three in the card, beginning with Andrew Cassetti, the first baseman. The throw home. Lardner twists it in on the outside corner, strike one. A seven-pitch first half inning for Lardner, taking over in the sixth for Jacob Waters. He went five innings, gave up two runs, had nine strikeouts. Pitch, that's outside, one ball, one strike. Lardner out of Gonzaga. Lefty set, throws home. Up high, two balls and a strike. From Templeton, California, he was signed by the Cardinals as an undrafted free agent in 2020 after that shortened five-round draft. But then he was released back on March 28, 2021 and was getting ready to start on opening day last year for the Frontier League's Washington Wild Things, but signed with the A's on May 4th of last year. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. And he's tipped by Craig Conklin that knew about him, and here he is. Ryan William McLean Lardner. Throw home. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Rodriguez. Strike two. He's nicknamed Mac because his father's name is Brian, and they were just here a couple of weeks ago to visit. 3-2. Swing and a miss. And Rodriguez has it for the first Lardner K. Make it 10 strikeouts. Cedar Rapids hitting tonight. Actually had 10 strikeouts last night, but they also had 20 hits and 24 runs. So not the case tonight. 3 hits, 2 runs, 3-2 Lansing, top 7. A pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike 1 on Jefferson Morales. Bases clear, 1 away. A pitch. Swing and a miss. Lardner continuing to try and pitch quick here and effectively. 7 pitches in the 6th. It's been only 8 pitches here in the 7th. After that first strikeout, looking for another. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. He took something off of it. Strike 3. Now here comes Misael Urbina. The pitch. That's in there. Strike 1. Here comes the next pitch. That's in there. Strike 2. Lardner trying to strike out the side for the second time in this game. Waters did it back in the 3rd. 3-2 Nuts. Top 7. Strikeout already for Urbina. The pitch home. Down low, 1-2. Waters had 9 straight retired with 7 strikeouts from the end of the 2nd to the middle of the 5th. He was really rolling there and then worked out of the jam in the 5th with the bases loaded. One-two pitch. Popped up first base side, foul heading towards the Sparrow Stairs. And that one bounds off the concourse into the netting that separates from the traffic out on Larch Street. 1-2. Breaking ball, twisted foul. Back out of play, off the sweets. And that came back down somewhere. The fans trying to find it. One, two. Popped up center field. Over to his left is Perez. And coming in, makes the catch. And that's going to do it. Lugnut still leading 3-2. 6 up and 6 down for Lugnut. To the bottom of the seventh we go. The first pitch. Swing at a bouncing ball. Foul third base side from Junior Perez. 3-2 Lansing leading. Trying to keep things rolling here on Lugnut PI night. Lugnuts with two home runs. One from Aribil Angeles. The other from Daniel Susak. Trying to pick up their first win in the month of June. Weather is cool off just a touch. Started at 87 degrees, down to 82. Swing back. And foul. No balls, two strikes on Perez. He's got, what is it? Looks like orange and black batting gloves. 0-2 pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, two strikes. And then he's got, looks like a green holder there on his right thumb to steady his grip on the bat. Pitch. Swinging a high hopper third base side in fair territory. Grabbed by Schobel. Throws to first. A strike. Head high to Cassetti. And there's one away. Well, we wanted to answer trivia for you here in the bottom of the seventh. Gave that to you in the fourth, asking, as it is Lou Gehrig Day. At one point, Lou Gehrig, who is now second all-time for most consecutive games played in Major League Baseball. Pitch, twists in there, strike one to Danny Bautista. When he took the lead in that category back in 1933, pitch, bouncing ball hit weakly towards short, but it bounces off Bautista, so dead ball, 0-2. What park did he do it in? And it was his 1,308th consecutive game at that time, where he passed Everett Scott, who sits in third for most consecutive games played at the big league level. It was Scotsman's Park. Pitch, checked it. Did he go around? Yes, says home plate umpire Ken Jackson, two away. Hidalgo gets his third strikeout. That the home of the St. Louis Browns at Sportsman's Park, which broke Everett Scott's all-time consecutive games played streak. Scott was actually attending the game when he broke it. And Leanne from South Bend joining in on the broadcast. She guessed correctly. Emailed in. Clark Elliott steps in. First pitch down low. Ball one. So congrats to Leanne. I'm sure we will see her next week as the Nuts visit the Cubs. Down at Four Winds Field. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Bottom of the zone on Elliott. 3-2, Lugnuts leading, bottom seven. So there you go. Lou Gehrig Day. The pitch, breaking ball up high outside, 2-1. Now, of course, Cal Ripken Jr. owns the streak, 2,632 games. Lou Gehrig second, 2,130 games. The pitch, that's fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. That's a streak they never thought was going to be broken, but broken by Ripken. Another one that was broken was the Grand Slams. Gehrig hit 23 Grand Slams in his big league career. Pitch home. That's down low. 3-2. That now has been outdone by Alex Rodriguez. So a couple of great records broken. 3-2. So we're going to chop her right back on one hop to Hidalgo on the hill. Sets throws to first. And touching the pillow is Cassetti with his left foot, and that's going to do it. So this game moving along quickly. We're through seven. Two innings to go on Lou Gehrig Day and, of course, Lugnut PI Day here at Jackson Field.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotrodio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Bloodlines Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, Mack Lardner back out there for the eighth. His first pitch twists down low and inside. Ball one. As the Lugnuts edging the Colonels 3-2 here. Trying to hold on. Top of the order. Tanner Schobel takes the pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. He's had a quieter night for his series standards. Base hit and two strikeouts. And a great leadoff hitter. Pitch home. That's up high outside. Three balls, no strikes. I was going to say, he's not walking a ton, but he doesn't need to because he's putting everything in play. Just started leading off a couple of weeks ago in that battle against Wisconsin. Now leading off in this series. He's been a tough out. 3-0 pitch. Down the chute, knee high, strike one. Lardner came in the sixth to take over for Jacob Waters. He's faced 4-9 in the order, 6-up, 6-down with 2 strikeouts. The pitch, lifted out to left center field, roaming to his left is Elliott, backs up and makes the catch just in front of the track. 7 straight set down by Lardner. So he trying to equal the total from Waters, who set down 9 in a row, going from the second to the fifth. Much better night tonight for the Nuts. Pitching-wise, after giving up 24 runs and 20 hits, trying to come back and get a victory tonight. Emmanuel Rodriguez steps in the box, the first pitch. In there, strike one. He's walked twice, struck out once. Lugnuts. Pitch, down low, 1-1. They've lost 3 in a row and now 6 games below .500, trying to keep pace in the standings, but work to do. Pitch, bottom of the zone, strike two. Lansing coming in fifth place in the Midwest League East Division. Great Lakes leading the way at 33-15. They are 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 8 in a row. That's the best streak in the Midwest League. 1-2, swinging a grounding ball over towards second. Anales to his right, picks it up, dart over to first. Bautista bends over to make the catch. 2 outs. 8 straight set down by Lardner. 3-2 Nuts, top 8. Lansing looking to take a lead into the ninth for the first time since Tuesday. We're up 4-3 heading to the ninth and then gave up the 2 runs. Greg Conklin's going to come out here, and that looks like it might be it as they go matchup here with, looks like, Tyler Baum warming and Kalani Rosario come to the plate. That is it. Conklin going to make the move. West Michigan sitting in second place at 28-20. Then Lake County, 24-24, and then Dayton, 2 games below .500. The Lugnuts, 6 games below .500. The Tin Caps, 8 games below .500. And then you've got first place Cedar Rapids in the West at 28-20. Longest skid in the league right now, Beloit. They've dropped 9 in a row. But there you go, imagine that. The two teams leading the divisions have won a combined 14 straight games. Great Lakes, 8 in a row. Cedar Rapids, 6 in a row. Tyler Baum coming in. 15th appearance this year through 15 2/3. ERA sits under 3.5. 17 strikeouts, 10 walks for the right-hander. Curly long hair out of the back of his black cap. And he's got the mustache, goatee going. The Colonels have not reached since a base hit from Rosario in the fifth. Great job by Lardner, holding through two and two-thirds, eight straight set down. Nobody reached against him. Incredible from Lardner. And now it's Tyler Baum's turn. The righty trying to get the right-handed Kalai Rosario. 3-2 nuts, top eight. Trying to take a lead into the ninth. They'll look for some insurance in the bottom of the eighth if they can get the final out here and keep the one-run advantage. First pitch, checked it, went around, strike one. Good pitch there from Baum. Four-seam fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup. White New Balance is on, pointing inward from the stretch, throws. Ooh, just hooked and missed the outside corner, 1-1. Rosario responsible for the two runs tonight for Cedar Rapids and a two-run shot in the first. Lansing has had two home runs since. The pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Nobody warming in the pen for the ninth. So you'd imagine Baum coming in to try and potentially get the last four outs here for the Nuts. He does have three saves this year on three attempts. Going to become their late man out of the pen. Tasked with four outs tonight. 1-2. Way up high outside. Rodriguez had to come out of his crouch to go up and grab it. Two balls, two strikes on Rosario. Two-two pitch. Inside, just a touch, and it's 3-2. So again, Rosario working a deep count. Waits from the right side as he squats down. Payoff pitch. Swinging it's fly down to center field. Backing up Perez, has room. Couple of steps back, makes the catch in right center, and that's going to do it. Nine straight retired by Lugnuts pitching, combined between Lardner and Baum. And we're off to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trying to add some insurance up 3-2 at Jackson Field.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the eighth, 3-2, Lansing leading at Jackson Field. The first pitch from Jordan Carr flies outside, ball one. He takes over for Alejandro Hidalgo, who went four innings, gave up one hit, but it was a big one. A two-run shot to Daniel Susak in his first inning of work. The pitch, line drive, right back up the middle. It's a base hit for C.J. Rodriguez. Ernie Yake had a chance, but not really. He was just the closest guy there. First hit tonight for Rodriguez, and the Nuts have their first non-extra base hit, their fourth hit this evening. And three hits in the second, third, and the fourth. Double in the second, homer in the third, homer in the fourth. That homer in the fourth, the difference, a two-run shot from Susak off of Hidalgo. Now here's Aribe Alanjale, squares to bunt, puts it down foul, strike one. So great work by Hidalgo outside of that home run, picking up Marco Raya, who gave up the solo shot to this man, Aribe Alanjale. One walk, three strikeouts for Hidalgo. Sweet throw back to first, and C.J. Rodriguez in there clean. Carr, 6'2", 210-pounder, 23 years old, from Baltimore. Normally a starter, working out of the pen for the second time this year. 0-1, high breaking ball. That's popped up in the infield to the right of second. Coming in is Yake onto the infield grass, makes the catch. One out. Carr spent his entire year last year with single-A Fort Myers, 14 games and 10 starts. He had a 6-2 record last year, ERA under 4, 61 innings of work. Here's Johnny Butler, the pitch. Twists in there, strike one. Out of the College of Charleston, Carr went undrafted and signed with the Utica Unicorns, the United Shore League, down in Macomb. Right down the road here from Lansing. The 0-1. Lifted out to left center field. Not deep. Coming in Rodriguez. He calls off Urbina and makes the catch in left field. Urbina lost his hat and his sunglasses, sprinting over. There's two outs. So pretty cool, this Jordan Carr. There's a lot of undrafted free agents that the Twins have picked up, plugged in play. Now here's Jack Winkler, one on, two outs, bottom eight. The pitch. Carr misses outside with the fastball, 1-0. Lugnuts, three runs tonight have come on two home runs. They're looking to Tyler Baum to get the final three outs in the top of the ninth next, but would love an extra insurance run. The pitch. Inside to Winkler. Two balls, no strikes. Again, Lansing has dropped the first three games of this series. They were up through eight innings on Tuesday and lost it in the ninth. Gave up two runs and couldn't get any back in the bottom half of the ninth. 2-0. Knee-high fastball inside corner. Strike one under the wrists of Winkler. Jack tonight 0-3. Two balls up in the air that have been caught. One grounded to second. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Inside, and that hits Winkler in the foot. So Jack hobbles and gallops his way a couple of steps in front of the batter's box and now will take off his arm guard and his padding and jog to first base. Two on here for the Nuts. First time they've had two on all night long in the same inning. Again, they've done their damage with home runs. Now here's Max Muncy. He's got four home runs this year, three-run shot. Would be big. Pitch. Skied foul. First base side. Strike one. Carr with an ERA under 2.5. Through 34 innings pitched, he's given up just one home run, nine earned runs with 35 strikeouts and only 10 walks. Opponents are batting 280, though, against the lefty. The pitch. Swinging, it's lined out to right center field. Rodriguez trying to run it down to his left, and he makes the catch. Good swing by Muncy, but it hung up. It stayed close to the center fielder, and that is going to do it for the Nuts. They leave two stranded here in the bottom of the eighth. We head to the ninth. Tyler Baum trying to nail down the final three outs and get Lansing their first win in June. We'll see if he can do it when we return from Jackson Field.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the top of the ninth we go, and the first pitch from Tyler Baum drags inside and low, ball one to Ben Ross, 4, 5, and 6. Ross, Noah Miller, and Ernie Yake, the three scheduled hitters. 3-2, Lugnuts, top nine. Pitch home. Lifted out to left center field. That ball running away from Perez, tracking, and makes the catch on the run, swinging his body forward on the track. One away. Ross was trying for extra bases and to get the tying run in scoring position, but Perez, who is more shaded towards right center, makes a great grab. And now Noah Miller comes to the plate. Tyler Baum trying to get the final four outs. Righty against the switch hitting Noah Miller, who bats from the left. The pitch. Fastball low, ball one. 3-2 nuts, top nine. They lost a one-run game Tuesday, lost a one-run game Wednesday, got beat 24-5 yesterday. The pitch, off the end of the bat, hit weakly towards third. Picked up by Winkler, throws to first, Bautista snags, two outs. So for the second time this week, the Nuts are an out away from a win. They got to two strikes with two outs twice in the ninth on Tuesday, but couldn't finish the deal. Ernie Yake stands in the way of a Lugnut victory for the first time in June. Three up, three down from Baum. One more to go. First pitch. Shoots in low, ball one. 26 outs recorded by the Lansing pitching staff. Waters, Lardner to Baum. The 1-0 from the righty. That's in there, chest high, outer part of the plate. Strike one. Base is clear, two away, top nine. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Lansing. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Cedar Rapids. 1-1. Just off the outside edge, 2-1. Yate came in for Jose Salas, who fouled a ball off of his, looked like front ankle, and had to leave the game. Bomb set. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Colonels down to their final strike. Time called by Yake. Average up over 220. Does have one home run this year. Three driven in. As Baum comes set. He's given up one home run this year. Here comes the crowd. 2-2. Swinging a shot foul towards the Cedar Rapids dugout. And pings right back out to the right of the mound where Baum disposes of it. Eric Fast, the athletic trainer, the man that catches it in the Lugnuts dugout. And again, we'll get the 2-2. Here it is. Swinging in a line drive. Baum falls down. It goes right back through the middle for a base hit. And once again, down to their final strike, Cedar Rapids is still alive. Yake with the base hit. Now it's Andrew Cassetti that comes up. And Baum waves to both Schulze and Fast, says, guys, I'm all right, stay there. They both were lockstep coming out of that dugout, ready to go check. He says, nah, I'm good. So the first one reaches in four tries against Baum. And again, a tying run is on. Here's Cassetti, the pitch. Lifted, first base side, foul territory though, twisting towards the bleachers. And that ball is into the seats. Strike one. Cassetti tonight, walk in the second, fly out in foul territory at first in the fourth, and a strikeout in the seventh. 3-2 Lansing, top nine on a beautiful night for baseball at Jackson Field in the heart of Michigan State Capitol. Throw back to first. Baum would love not to have to face Cassetti and just get Yank at first base. Can the Lugnuts do what they did on Tuesday and finish off a one-run lead in the ninth? Baum perfect in save opportunities this year. Looking for his fourth. The pitch. Twisted back foul, and for a second time, Cedar Rapids is down to their final bullet. 176 hitter Cassetti, no home runs, no RBI. Baum trying to keep it that way. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Rodriguez holds on, and so do the Lugnuts. Their first win of June is a pitching masterpiece from Waters to Lardner to Baum. After giving up 20 hits and 24 runs yesterday, Lansing stymies Cedar Rapids and holds them to just two runs and four hits. A 3-2 win on Lugnut PI night and Lou Gehrig day. Postgame show coming up next from Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Forks, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jackson.
The first victory in June 2023 comes by 3-2 way for the Lansing Lugnuts, now 22-27. Cedar Rapids' six-game win streak and seven-game win streak on the road is history. They're now 28-21. Jacob Waters picks up his first win at the high A level, as tonight he was spectacular when five innings, gave up three hits, two runs, each of which were earned, nine strikeouts, four walks, and one home run allowed, which was the two-run shot that gave up both those runs. Then he tossed it back to Lardner, who had the hold tonight, went 2 2/3, no hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts. He set down all eight batters he faced in order, and then Tyler Baum nailed down his fourth save in four tries. The Lugnuts did enough. They got a solo shot from Anjules in the third, and believe it or not, in their seventh home run of the series, their first non-solo shot was the difference, a two-run homer from Daniel Susak, his fourth of the season. And that was enough for the 3-2 win for Lansing, as they, after playing just over 3 hours last night, an hour shorter tonight, in a well-pitched 2-hour and 8-minute game, with nearly 6,000 on hand watching, 5,875 came out on an 87-degree evening to watch the Nuts nail down the victory. And again, after 20 hits and 24 runs last night for Cedar Rapids, they had two runs on one swing and just four hits, and only had one hit in the final four innings of play. The Lugnuts also able to rack up 12 strikeouts of Cedar Rapids hitting, while Lansing struck out just 7 times and was able to get 2 home runs. 2 hits tonight for Daniel Susak as he continues on a tear. 2 driven in, rather, on the solo, or the 2-run shot, and the run scored. And Lansing only had 4 hits as well. 3 were extra base hits, though. A double, 2 homers, and then finally the single from Rodriguez in the 8th. Lansing wins 3-2, which means we will look ahead to tomorrow. And tomorrow night begins Defenders of the Diamond weekend, as the Nuts will pay tribute to Marvel and wear specialty uniforms. We will also have LAFQ fireworks to follow the game, just as we do tonight. Christian McLeod gets the ball for the Colonels, his ERA up over 27, the lefty. And it's Jack Perkins, who has been one of the best pitchers in the Midwest League, that will go for Lansing. ERA under 3 for the righty. Perkins against McLeod. And the Lugnuts take the victory tonight to improve their record at 22-27. They snap their 3-game skid, and they still have a chance to split this series after dropping the first 3 games earlier this week. Well, thanks so much for keeping us company tonight in Michigan State Capitol, getting ready for fireworks. So we are going to sign off here from Jackson Field on Lugnut PI night, and of course on Lou Gehrig Day. Remember, support ALS awareness as they still try and find a cure for that awful, awful disease. Tonight, a great performance by the Nuts. They win 3-2. We'll see you tomorrow, 7:05 start. Gates open at 6. We'll be on the air at 6:50. Lugnuts and Colonels, the 5th of 6 games in this series. Thanks so much for tuning in. Adam Jackson saying good night, and we will talk to you tomorrow for Defenders of the Diamond Night here at Jackson Field.